We've all been talking about this all week long. Four men lost their lives on the Sarah Ann, a fishing vessel that headed out from St. Lawrence early Monday morning but did not return. Three bodies were recovered following what the Canadian Coast Guard calls an exhaustive search of the waters near St. Lawrence, but the body of the fourth man, Isaac Kettle, has not been found. The search effort there has been called off. Brenda Greenslade is the executive director of the Newfoundland and Labrador Fish Harvesting Safety Association, and she joins me live by phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you today?
Good, thanks.
I mean, I know it's been a difficult week for everyone involved in your industry, and it's a hard pill to swallow, really, for everyone in Newfoundland and Labrador. I think almost every community has been hit by such a tragedy as this, and the loss of Sarah Ann is no exception. What has the reaction been like to the tragedy?
Well, as you can imagine, it's quite difficult. Fish harvesters have been consumed by it since they've heard about it the last couple of days. I guess, you know, a word to describe it is gut-wrenching. It's always difficult when, you know, it's a tight-knit community and these people are very close. And while everybody is not known to everybody, you know, they certainly feel for the fish harvesters and the families. And it's cast a blanket of sadness, I say, over the whole industry.
Oh, absolutely it has. And, you know, the fact that we don't know what happened makes it all the more difficult to grasp, you know, to get a hold of these emotions. What needs to happen before we can determine the cause?
Well, an investigation needs to take place. And when I heard about the incident, I contacted the Transportation Safety Board. So they've put measures in place to begin the process for investigation. They have an investigator assigned. And, of course, there's no one to talk to and there's no vessel. So it's going to be difficult, but they are experts in this area and they will determine what needs to be done from an investigative perspective. The Occupational Health and Safety Branch with ServiceNL also has responsibility here. And they're basically watching the situation as well, and I'm sure that they'll be in touch with people where they need to be.
They say that this is one of the most dangerous occupations in the world. What kind of an impact does a tragedy like this have on other people who have to go and make their living from the sea?
Well, it has a huge impact. And, you know, fishing is I think it was the World Health Organization many years ago that identified it as the dangerous occupation. It's a big industry. And, you know, men and women fish all the time. And what we see is that some don't make it home safely. And that has a huge impact. We really need to learn from it. You know, a tragedy is senseless unless we can basically look at it and understand it and see why it happened and then to learn from it. I have spoken to fish harvesters over the last few days just to kind of get their take on it. And I think they're perplexed as to what happened, and they want to have some answers to that. And of course, I know the family does. It's very important for them to have answers as to what happened. But I think what the harvesters are looking for is they don't understand how a mayday couldn't be sent. So they feel that something must have happened very quickly for a mayday not to get out. And everybody's going to be watching it very closely to see what the outcome will be. But we need to learn from it. We need to apply the knowledge that we learn to prevent further tragedies such as these. It's the worst way to learn a lesson, but we have to learn.
How is the community of St. Lawrence coping? Have you been in touch with people down there, and especially, of course, the Kettle family? I know Carrie Lynn Kettle has put out this change.org petition asking for the government to bring Isaac Kettle home. You can find that at change.org. We've got a link up on our website as well. How difficult has this been for the families involved?
I haven't spoken to the family myself. I can only imagine that it's devastating for them. I would suspect that, you know, they're still in shock. I don't think there's anything in your life that can prepare you for this kind of experience. And, you know, I just know that really, I guess they haven't even begun to get their heads around what they're facing, I would imagine. That will take days, weeks. It will take years for them to get some handle on this.
Oh, absolutely. And I do believe that there are still people out there searching, even though the official search has been called off?
I understand there are. And, you know, I think that will probably go on for a while. People will do what they feel they need to do. And I'm sure fish harvesters will continue with that where they can.
All right. Brenda Greenslade, the Executive Director of the Newfoundland and Labrador Fish Harvesting Safety Association. Thank you very much for this morning. I appreciate it.